investing 60 minutes each weekday toward planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Taking a look at Trunk, the company that is the publisher of the Chicago Tribune and the LA Times, and what we are seeing is the stock is down about 16%. The reason for that, Gannett has walked away from an attempt to buy the Chicago Tribune publisher. We're talking with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, was this close at any point?
Apparently it was. You know, New York Times and the Wall Street Journal have been doing a lot of reporting on this over the course of the past year as these two entities did this complicated dance trying to come together that was primarily centered around the idea of price when it comes to an acquisition premium on the stock. So apparently this thing was close, but after all the bloodletting that the banks have seen quarter after quarter after quarter with layoffs and all the things that we've all seen happening in the newspaper and the print industry, the banks basically got cold feet and said, you know something, I don't think so. So best of luck to you two, but we're not going to participate in this thing. So it's basically when the banks walk away and you're trying to consummate a $1 billion deal, you're kind of left on your own, and Trunk is now.
Yeah, and so what portend for the future for the Tribune?
Well, you know, who knows? Michael Farrow now gets his chance to reinvent media in his image through Trunk. He was very reluctant to do this deal, you know, for a long time because he's a true believer. He really thinks that even though all the print media are standing in the same elevator going down, that you know, that he can save this thing with this Trunk concept. And I've seen them. I know you guys have seen them. The Trunk thing actually became a little bit of a meme. Some of the promotional videos for it that tried to explain the idea almost came off as if they were produced and shot by The Onion. So this Trunk idea is to use this algorithm to feed people the news they want, no matter where it comes from, and to get a higher CPM or a cost per thousand because it's video. They had a lot of these kinds of ideas. So now we're going to get to see whether Michael Farrow can actually make that work and move the needle and move into profitability. And it's going to be interesting to see, because I don't think he's going to be able to find a dance partner.
And does it show that you need someone like Michael Farrow in this instance, that you really need the people at the top to be all for it if a deal is going to be worked out in general?
Yeah, I think so. You know, deals go best when boards are unanimous, when there's some unanimity in terms of the thinking and buy-in into the model. You know, if you're reluctant, you think you can do it better on your own, as Michael apparently, you know, probably continues to think that he can. It doesn't lend itself to deal-making. But at the end of the day, I really think it was just third parties, namely the banks, looking at this and going, not today, friends.
Well, they need to do more partnerships. I know several news outlets are doing that. Thinking just in terms of being able to survive, is you even have the Wall Street Journal announcing that there's going to be some layoffs.
Yeah, you know, everybody is having bad quarterly results. The advertising model in newspapering continues to erode. Everybody's trying to get into video. Everybody's trying to feed their content into an algorithm to make it more profitable and collect a higher price per thousand in terms of collecting eyeballs. But this consolidation move where you, in the old school way of thinking, where you combine operations, you know, and we all hate this word, achieve these synergies, fire a bunch of people, combine your print plant operations, and go forward toward profitability. The problem is that profitability is such an elusive target. It's, you know, there's a thing in stock trading where you're catching a falling knife. And I use the analogy to imagine a world where everybody's on the same elevator going down. It doesn't matter how many deals and partnerships you make in that elevator. The bottom line is you're still going to the first floor. So I think that's one of the big challenges the industry is going to face.
Just one more question. What is the future of the Chicago Tribune and other publications?
Well, there is where I, you know, imagine me now, I guess, with a crystal ball and a feathered boa around my neck with a big hat on, trying to portend the future, as troubling as that image may be. You know, I think trying to consolidate operations on, you know, working both sides of the balance sheet, where unfortunately expenses and operations and layoffs are probably a continued piece of the picture, and then reinventing themselves to try to get more into this video piece, to try to do more with multimedia, to do more with algorithms that feed content into people's social media streams, is probably where it's heading. But again, the big question is that going to be profitable?
Tom Lason, always appreciate you being on the show. Tom Lason, thanks for the insight. He's president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv.